Alrighty, my friend. You know I am obsessed with health and wellness hacks, right? Using my Plan to Recover journal, I have automated over 15 new vitality-boosting behaviors over the last 3 years, and none of them have been more transformational or effortless to implement than LifeWaves Phototherapy Patch. The X39 phototherapy patches promote healing by using your body's heat to activate stem cell regeneration. How awesome is that? These tiny patches are clinically proven to restore the body to a level of health that you may not have seen in years. These patches are a result of 80 studies and over 20 years of research. X39 patches are wearable technology, easy to apply to clean skin as part of your AM routine or your PM routine. Personally, I have experienced a more youthful complexion, mobility, and energy levels that I haven't seen, honestly, in over a decade. My arthritic pain and stiffness decreased dramatically in less than 48 hours. Absolutely life-changing. Additional health benefits may include better sleep, shorter recovery times, pain relief, improved energy and vitality, reduced inflammation, and much, much more. If you want to learn more about LifeWaves X39 patches and the many other therapy patches they offer, check out our episode with Darlene Green and IamReverseAging.com. To learn more about my personal experience, check out our YouTube channel, Direct Impact Podcast. Now, don't forget, head to LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting. That's LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting to buy your patches today and support this podcast. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epting, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. And you're listening to the Direct Impact Podcast because you're amazing and you're important and you're taking time for yourself to learn, to grow, to develop. And I honor that because, you know, there's so much other crap you could be listening to right now. So, you know, leaning in, even if it's just for 15 minutes, which is what I love about our podcast, just leaning in for a short period of time to learn more about your journey, your mental health, the healing and the recovery process, and just some, a little bit of self-help when you could be absorbing a bunch of trash right now. So thank you. For choosing you and for choosing to listen to us, because that's what we show up for. We show up for an audience who truly wants to, you know, suck every ounce out of this life, you know, because it's short. It's short. So today we are talking about I Caught Them Again. Now what? All right. So season 9 is about recommitting coupleships. And let's just be honest, it happens. Slips happen, slippery slopes happen, and even full-blown relapse can happen in recommitting coupleships. Okay, it is part of what we know to be true. It is part of what we work so freaking hard to avoid. And yet, sometimes it still occurs. All right. Recommitting couples, as I mentioned, every single episode in season 9, recommitting couples have done quite a bit of their own interpersonal work and healing. Okay. They have a regulated, independent nervous system separate from their partner now, and they are ready to engage in couples work. So you have already done a lot of work. And if you've already done a lot of work, you know what your non-negotiables are. Okay, you know what behaviors are acceptable to you and what behaviors are acceptable for the coupleship. Okay, you've had these conversations, especially if you've done a formal disclosure and you've done collaborative sessions with your partner present. Y'all have talked about what is okay in this relationship moving forward. What does fidelity look like? What does infidelity look like? What is something that can't be tolerated because it will reopen a wound to a degree that it might never really heal fully? You have also done interpersonal work to really analyze, do I have another round in me? Can I do this again? Is it even physiologically possible, not just mentally and emotionally, but even physiologically possible for me to heal from another betrayal wound? You know that. You've done the work to establish it. So you know what to do next should a relapse occur. I have to be honest though, sometimes this can change over time and it's work to do with your individual therapist because it's tough. You know, like when you're in the throes of betrayal or when you're in an early recovery process, you think that you know what you will do if a relapse occurs, but you don't really know 100% how that's going to feel 6 months from now, right? Like you don't know how that's going to feel after you have done the work as a recommitting couple, right? Really, you know, people who have done about a year of work as a recommitting couple, they are very much prepared for any type of lapse or relapse or slippery slope. They find that they actually have built a little bit more tolerance for things like that. But they also are talking openly and honestly about what a relapse looks like, and they keep talking about their non-negotiables because they inevitably shift and change a little bit. You know, as the coupleship grows and shifts and changes and adapts, right? Resiliency in that coupleship grows. And so continuing to talk about this is incredibly important, right? Because if it's changing, you got to talk about it. And it's going to quite naturally change. So
listen up, Direct Impact Nation. You know how important routine, structure, consistency, and accountability is on the road to recovery and personal discovery. Well, I have developed the perfect companion for you on your journey. My Plan to Recover journal is thoughtfully and specifically designed for the person looking to achieve long-term success in recovery while gaining personal insight, awareness, emotional intelligence, and spiritual integrity. The Plan to Recover journal will help you stay recovery-minded, practice your priorities, and build a healthy relationship with self and others 12 hours at a time. To preview and pre-order your copy today, visit www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. That's www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. And don't forget to get a PTR journal for a friend on their journey too. Direct Impact Nation will save 15% when you use the promo code IMPACT. That's promo code IMPACT. With the purchase of your PTR journal, you will become part of an exclusive community dedicated to recovery and self-discovery. Visit www.lightninginabottle.biz and let us take you from want to willing and from willing to healing.
I just want to bring that to your awareness that, you know, you don't always know how you're going to respond, and that answer is okay. That answer is honest. I think we have a gut instinct, though, that says whether you have that round in you again or not when it comes to a full-blown relapse, which means there is an exit from recovery that goes deep into relapse, okay? Which is different than a slip. It is different than an oops. It is different than an engaging in a middle circle behavior, right? It's different than someone engaging in a middle circle behavior, saying oops, and reporting it immediately to their partner. This is when someone has exited exited themselves, exited their integrity, and gone full force back into their addictive cycle. At that point, I think people do know, do I have another round in me? And it's okay to reevaluate that if and when that time comes, but you also want to be reevaluating that, you know, on a week-to-week basis in your therapy, right? It's important to have this open, honest dialogue, and that you have realistic expectations, shared realistic expectations about the recovery process. And because I can't tell you now what, right? I caught them again, now what? We don't know. But I'm talking to people who are, you know, ready to do that coupleship work and have been engaging in that work for a prolonged period of time. If I am talking to a betrayed partner, right, in season 7 of this podcast, it is a very different answer, right? Because if it's, I've caught them again, now what? that's very different, because that sounds like somebody who has a partner who was never really in recovery to begin with. Okay? For whatever reason, this sounds like staggered disclosure to me. This sounds like somebody who has not had a relapse but was still engaged in their disease, even if they had a period of abstinence. Okay? This sounds like something a partner would report when they're not even fully grounded in their recovery, when they maybe don't even know what their non-negotiables are moving forward. So these are things that you really want to get crystal clear on in your therapy, both as a betrayed partner and a recovering addict, and then as a healing and recommitting couple. So I hope I am making that clear for you guys, so you understand that recovery is a process. It is very much about timing. It's not about what you're doing in your recovery, but when you're doing it in your recovery. Okay? We want to always bear in mind that we have two healing nervous systems, and we have two different individuals that must do their work before couples' work can even be looked at. And so if you're still in a cycle, my friend, where you're like, I caught them again, and you weren't even fully healed from the last blow, you know, you might not have another round in you. And that is okay if you come to that place of acceptance, because recovery for you also depends on the recovery of your partner, right? So sometimes for a lot of people, their recovery process means exiting a relationship. And that is okay. It is sad. There is a lot of grief and a lot of loss associated with that decision. But I need for everyone out there to hear that that is okay. That is just as healthy of an outcome as recommitting couples wind up having, right? So we need to honor and respect whatever you need to do to choose recovery for self first and foremost. That is primary. Some people in their relationships, they both achieve this level of recovery together in a foundation of trust that they can build from, and that is great for them, but that is not for everybody, and that is okay. All right, guys, thank you so much. If this sparked any, you know, of your interest, or you thought of somebody while you were listening to it, please take a moment to share this episode with friends, with family, with loved ones, with group members, with your therapist, with whomever, because I think, you know, it sparks discussion. It sparks conversation. Sometimes it allows people's wheels to turn when they get information in a different way. So please be willing to share it and save it. Come back to it later if you need to, but we really appreciate anybody who takes a moment to share and to like and comment on our content, and because we show up for you, and we love to hear from you. So don't hesitate to email us too and reach out. You can find us at www.lightninginabottle.com. biz.biz. Thanks, guys. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting. Here is our legal language and disclaimer. Yes, I am a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And this podcast is solely for the purposes of enhancement, education, and entertainment. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you find that you need additional supports, we really strongly encourage you to seek them out today. Thanks, guys. Hey there. This is your host, Andrea. I just wanted to ask you a question. Are you interested in being on a podcast? Do you want to share your amazing story with the world? Or are you interested in hosting a podcast yourself? Well, if you are, then we really recommend PodMatch. PodMatch works to ensure that well-suited guests, hosts, and collaborators can find you. With an easy filtering process where you can either match with a potential guest or you can pass. It's that easy. Don't have a podcast? Don't worry. You can be a guest on someone else's podcast and share your story with their audience. It's just a click away. Here at Direct Impact, we love the ease of using PodMatch and all the connections that we've been able to make through their platform. If this is something that piques your interest, tap this episode. Scroll down to the bottom of our show notes and click our link, joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast, to support the show. Again, that's joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast.